The Monroe County Council has appropriated $2.4 million to expand the Monroe County Youth Services Bureau facilities. The Monroe County Commissioners already approved contracting with Building Associates Incorporated, pending the Council's funding approval. Juvenile Court Judge Stephen Galvin told Councilmember Marty Hawk the expansion can be paid for with existing funds in the Juvenile Services accounts.
I'm thrilled that we're able to do this without borrowing.
Yeah, it is important to note that for the folks who are watching this, that we are not having to ask for any specific additional taxation or any other monies. We've set this money aside as we've gone forward, and we're fortunate that we have these funds available. It behooves me to say that, again, our approach in dealing with juvenile services, which is not my approach, I stole it from Judge Taliaferro, who was the original person who came up with this, has been to try to offer services to our children, not to incarcerate, not to be punitive in our approach, and our shelter has been part and parcel of that approach, and that has saved the taxpayers literally millions and millions of dollars.
Councilmember Jeff McKim noted the expansion was originally expected to cost around $3 million, but the contractor and the Youth Services Bureau were able to bring the cost down without losing any features. Council President pro tempore Eric Spoonmore was among those voicing praise for the project.
Yeah, I'm just really, really proud. I know the vision for this has been, you know, dates back years and years and years, but just really proud of how all of this has come together. I think it's been done about as responsibly as we possibly could have done it. And I think it's just a great statement that county government is making, this broad support for the Youth Services Bureau. So
the expansion will create more space for counseling, recreation, and study, as well as for the youth's personal possessions. Plans also call for upgrading the roof, carpets, and restrooms. Reporting live for WFHB, I'm Carolyn Vandeweel.